Good morning, America. Looking good today. Thursday, August the 14th, 2025. The Big Show is now on the air at 107.1 99.7 FM radio on the Boss app, 107.1theboss.com. We are Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. There's Valerie Seagraves, Nor'easter Nick, Kermit the Wonder Frog, Hunter Farman in today. Joe, still off. Joe, not a happy camper, by the way.
Why? What happened?
Well, I tried to call him yesterday a couple of times.
Is he mad about that?
Yep.
I thought that was hilarious.
No, he's not happy about it.
Oh. Seriously?
Yeah, he didn't want to come on.
What a stuff.
Said he's trying to relax. He doesn't want to.
Oh, please.
Said, don't call me here. And there's the kids,
turn
I guess.
Turn your phone off.
His grandkids, I guess, sleep late. And so he was worried that, yeah, so he's not happy.
Oh, that's a bunch of.
Yeah, I think it is a bunch of baloney.
Bull hockey.
He was annoyed. He called me about 10:30 yesterday after the show. I'll be back on Monday. What do you want to talk? What am I going to say?
You
I'm with
what?
My grandkids.
So oh,
he's all like a Canada goose. All he does is honk and poop and run around.
Yeah, that's accurate. I would agree with that.
Yep.
Yeah. But he wasn't happy. We called him multiple times, so he had to turn the ringer off because he's, and I appreciate it. He's very concerned being in his son's house that he'll wake up the grandkids.
No, and I get that.
So I get that, I guess. But, I mean, he was just such a spoiled sport about it. We're obviously just trying to have fun here, and he is a part of the show, so there's no reason he couldn't have gone out in the porch or something, answered the phone, but no, he had
he
to
must
be
have been constipated or something.
Well,
you know what? I actually
not eating well.
I need to talk to him, and I can't get a hold of him, and it's too late now. But a few weeks ago, he invited us all to go to a Jets Giants game on this Saturday.
I followed up with him on that too, Rochelle, and not a word.
Nothing.
Did I hear
so that's
that.
Not happening.
Well, because Grayson wanted to go, we can't get. We gotta get tickets.
It can't happen now.
I got you.
So and you know what? He did that to me on something else a month or so ago.
He invited all of us to go and then didn't follow up. He's like, I'll look into tickets. I'll get it. I told Grayson about it, so he got all excited because he really wants to see the Jets play.
And then he's not even in the state.
And he's not even here. And so I'm like.
And that was all on the air. He's like, oh, no.
I know.
Great. We got an email and he talked about
it.
I
know.
Yeah.
He's just a big old windbag.
I wasn't going to go anyway, so I didn't really care. But I'm sorry. Now that you bring that up, I'm sorry that happened. That was really not nice of him at all.
It is what it is. And I told Grayson, I let him. I said, we'll figure out something. We'll go see the Lions. They're better anyway.
I don't know.
They're the underdog.
I don't know if I can completely agree with
this. No, I know.
That's just for Grayson's sake, though, because that's who suffers the most
I
out
know.
Of all of this.
I'm like,
we'll be fine because we know Joe.
Just
you know,
bones.
He's not worth the powder and lead it would take to blow him to kingdom come on some days.
Forget football, by the way. I think my new favorite TV show, it's sort of a sports, sort of athletic. You ever seen this Frogger show? Have you seen that?
What?
Remember the video game Frogger back in the day?
How are you tying that in with sports?
Well, that's
his kind of sport.
No, I'll tell you. Because I said out loud last night, we're watching this, and I did like three of them in a row. I said, man, I can't believe I'm getting hooked on this, but this is great. I love it. And she said, well, I can see watching one episode, but now you've had it on for 2 hours. I said, well, it's no different than a football game. It's the game is the same every time. Because that was the complaint the kids got bored. It's because they do the same obstacle course.
Right.
Over and over. But that's just every time you watch a football game, it's the same deal. Every time you watch baseball, it's the same deal. There's nine innings and on, right? And so to me, it is kind of similar. It was like a sport.
But wait a minute. I love Frogger. Is this a game or is it just a show?
It's a show, but it's what they do is they kind of built like the Frogger in 3D real life. So people are running through an obstacle course that looks like the game Frogger.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is really interesting for the first episode. And then you saw it. That's it. I don't need to watch a whole season of these people, at least not in a row. I guess if you watched it once a week, maybe it could be interesting. But that's not the way these streaming shows work anymore.
Do people get run over?
Yeah.
They have like little cars and they knock them over and they've got to climb
a skull
up a tower.
And
the
little
awesome.
Venus flytraps.
It's cute. It was a cute show.
Reason you have to watch multiple episodes, it starts with like 25 people and then they narrow it down to the final three.
And so and they can win $100,000, which is, it is very cool.
Oh, no,
it's just like a lot. Like
One of the guys was a Marine, and he was this big dude, and I got I got invested in rooting for him to win, and he came in second behind his little wiry little bastard.
Well, because they have these obstacles where you have to go in and under, and this guy was huge.
Huge.
He's got these big I mean, he can't fit in the frog's mouth.
He was great.
How many episodes did you have to watch to see him get down to number two?
It was three, and then they start the process again, and then I was fine.
Was
but once
enough.
I, yeah. But
it
I mean, it was great. Damon Wayans is one of the hosts. It was great.
Oh, I like him.
It was fun. It was just, we were all done, and he's like, yeah! Like we are with football. Robbie's watching Frogger.
It was great.
Oh, my God.
I wish they would do Pac-Man. I wish they'd do Mrs. Pac-Man. I mean, Mrs. Pac-Man chomping around.
Fetish. Weird.
In the wide world of rotating Thursday entertainment today, coming up about 20 minutes or so, we've never done this before.
Uh-oh.
A brand new game that I'm ripping off from a station I happened to hear last week. We're calling this Google or Guess. So here's how it works. We'll give you a topic, and then you have to quickly tell us you're going to Google or guess, and then you get 10 seconds to either hear the question and answer it yourself or Google it and give us an answer. And if you can get 2 out of 3, you'll win tickets to see Sweet Baby James Taylor in concert coming up August 30th at PNC Bank Arts Center.
Oh.
Also going to send you to the Garden this morning with Radio Supermatch, Billy Idol, Joan Jett, and the Blackhearts. It's about 7:10. We'll do the Fast 5, birthdays. We'll have mom confessions.
Wait, I'm not sure I understand.
What do you mean?
10 seconds. Oh, we ask the question, and then you have 10 seconds to either know the answer yourself or look it up. Okay.
Yep, so guess or Google.
Okay.
Yep. About 6:40. I'm sure it'll be great. We've never done it before.
I'm glad you're sure.
Got new theme music. We got James Taylor tickets. Can't go
wrong. How could we screw this up?
I'll find a way. And you got He Said.
She Said.
7:50 this morning. Right here, right now, time for the CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. Local businesses, organizations, community groups, charities put on events. Boss Roadies out on tour, and we share them each and every morning at 6:20-ish, 8:35 or so. If you have an event, let us know about it. Get us on the Text Connect Facebook page, 1071theboss.com. Happy to share.
And the Community Bulletin Board is brought to you by Jersey Weight Loss Clinic. Their special cryobody sculpting event is still going on. You can lose 1 to 3 inches per session for only $99. More info at jerseyweightlossclinic.com.
Roadies on the move. Uncle Ross Britton will be out tonight starting at 5 in Brick, the 51st annual Church of Epiphany Italian Festival tonight. That should be good. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm told Ross is bringing Rasa, so he will not be eating these sweets. I'm sure he'd love to down a couple cannolis. But he's only allowed to eat the sweets when she's not around. So I don't know how much fun he's going to have at the Italian Festival.
We'll have fun.
Might just be lasagna, no sweets for Ross.
Not bad either.
Well, that is true. But he likes to squeeze a sweets guy.
I know he is, yeah.
Alan Hurst Beach Illumination at the Alan Hurst Beach Club is happening Sunday night. Boss Roadie's going to be there, too. It starts at 5 o'clock and goes until 9 after sundown. It's all to remember the iconic lifesavers that make the Jersey Shore safe. So thank you to Lisa, everybody there. We'll see you on Sunday night. And in the morning, you can start today with a little mimosa. Bar opens at 8 o'clock. The radio show starts at 9. It's Springsteen on Sunday Live for Sunday brunch at Bar Anticipation Lake Como. That is also Sunday, this Sunday, August the 17th. It's Summerween. That goes on tonight. A Sweet Memory Cake Shop and Tea Room in Weartown. Costumes encouraged, so excuse to get dressed up. I believe this is for children. Enjoy special meals, scrumptious desserts, and a magic potion station and more. Oh, hi, I'm here for the dress-up. It's a sweetmemory.net for the details. The Sunflower Festival starts Friday and runs through the end of the month at Argo's Farm in Lacey. Enjoy you-pick sunflowers, live music, tasty treats, attractions, and a whole lot more. Very exciting. Argosfarm.com. For more on the Sunflower Festival and the Monmouth County SPCA Furball Gala. That goes on tonight at Shadowbrook in Shrewsbury starting at 6 o'clock. There's a cocktail hour, dinner and dancing, live and silent auctions, and all the goal is to raise funds for the SPCA's work in rescuing, rehabilitating, and finding forever homes for animals around the area. Dogs and cats. MonmouthCountySPCA.org for all the info. We are unabashed pet people, so hope you will support the SPCA of Monmouth County. Mm-hmm. A couple of things we thought you needed to know this morning on your friendly local neighborhood CBB, the CBUB. That's it. That's the Community Bulletin Board.
Hey, it's Robbie and Rochelle for Chocolate Carousel and Wald. Chocolate Carousel is your one-stop shop for all your summer desserts, like their famous key lime pies, blueberry crumb cinnamon rolls, strawberry shortcakes, or maybe some of their delicious stuffed cupcakes in amazing flavors like Boston cream cannoli, chocolate peanut butter mocha, or Oreo. They also have some really fun seasonal flavors to complement your barbecue or summer get together. I was actually in there yesterday, and Lisa sometimes lets me come back in the kitchen and help her cook because she knows I love to bake. And her and I made this amazing cupcake that's going to be available soon in collaboration with the Count Basie. I'm not going to reveal the name just yet until it's officially released, but let me describe this to you. It's a banana cupcake with salted caramel filling, buttercream frosting, and salted caramel drizzle. I am not kidding you when I tell you it was the best cupcake I have ever tasted. Oh my God. And this is something really exciting for Chocolate Carousel. They have also been nominated for not one, not two, but 5 Community Choice Awards, and they absolutely deserve it. Visit yourchoiceawards.com, click on the dining section, and vote for Chocolate Carousel as your favorite bakery. Lisa has also been nominated as your Community Choice Favorite Boss, and I think she definitely deserves that one too. And be sure to check them out on Facebook or Instagram, and of course, at chocolatecarousel.com.
Speaking of automobiles, for the first time in about 5 years, Rochelle has purchased a car.
Yes. I did. I'm like a big girl. I'm like an adult.
I said that yesterday. I said, congratulations. Is this exciting? And you went, yeah, I think so. Yeah, no.
Who wants to add a car payment? That's well, not fun.
Obviously, when we got together, we both had a car, and then we decided that we would both get rid of our cars. Mm-hmm. It's a little more complicated than that, but we decided we'd both get rid of our cars and get one car and get an SUV.
Yes.
And I continue to be a little sore about this because, as you know, I was always, even though I'm a big oaf, I've always been a little car guy.
Yeah.
And I was very reluctant to get rid of a little car and to go the SUV route. But, you know, there's groceries and there's stuff and there's two people. And so we said, all right, we'll get an SUV. Got an SUV, didn't like it. Then I convinced you to go back to getting a little coupe, too small.
Yeah.
Pull my back out. So now we're back to an SUV, and the SUV is fine, but then, you know, you travel, and sometimes I get stuff to do and said, you know, we get rental cars more than...
We do.
Than people that travel, you know, like traveling salesmen. I said, we might as well.
I'm a five-star presidential member to one of the car rental places because of how many cars I rent.
We won't mention which one it is, but it's not the one that OJ used to be the spokesperson for, so... Actually, I think it is, but that's a different story at a different time. So you said, well, you're like a traveling salesman. It would probably be more cost-effective just to get a used car with a couple thousand miles on it. And so she's looking, can't find it, don't like the financing, don't want to pay that. This one's too big, this one's too small. So she did the car vending machine.
I went to a car vending machine.
This is true. She went out and she was went to a dealership and said, it was fine. I don't know. I didn't find anything. She says, I just went on my phone and I went on that Carvana thing and just picked a car. It'll be here tomorrow. I'm like, what? How do you do this? It's like you ordered cereal on Amazon.
It was like an Amazon purchase for me. I'm going to be completely honest with you. I was stuck in traffic coming back from the car dealership, just so flustered because I spent 4 hours there.
Yeah.
It just wasn't what I was looking for. While I'm sitting in traffic, I purchased a car. I barely looked at it online. I'm like, whatever. It's the price I want. It looks fine. It's got leather seats. It's fine. Whatever.
Picture looked great, but the thing pulls up yesterday. There's a big tractor trailer with one car on it.
Yeah.
And they just deliver it like it's nothing. It's a car.
It's a car.
It was strange.
Yeah.
And the funniest part yesterday, and I said, man, this would be a great gig. This show gets canceled. This would be a great gig. There was like this young girl, big nails, big hair, and she's strapping
it up. Yeah,
backing the thing up, all the
she
straps taken.
She did it like a boss, too. I was so impressed with how she handled it. I mean, she did.
There's some sort of a lever where it cranks the thing to let the tire release. I don't know how she did it. This little teeny girl, she's like 5 feet tall. Yeah. I was like, look at this. What a great gig.
Yeah.
She's delivering cars all day like
she
it's candy.
Great. She was.
So how do you like it? I think it's a nice car.
You like it because it's a little car. It's a little car. I don't know. It's a little. I want an SUV. I think I made the impulse purchase, and I think I still want an SUV. I just like it. I've got kids. They've got equipment. They've got backpacks. We've got groceries, like you said. Sometimes you got to put Rick the cat in the car with his big carrying case.
Yeah.
I like an SUV, so I don't know. I can exchange the car, which is the craziest thing. Up to two times you can exchange it.
I don't think you should, though. That's my humble opinion. I think it's fine.
I don't know.
It's a 4 out of 5. There's plenty of leg room.
It's a baby car, though.
I was proud when the kids said you could easily, hey, look at this, you could fit like three bodies back here. They sounded like De Niro.
The first thing Lola did was hop in the trunk. I'm like, wow, you are a Jersey girl. Look at you.
You can fit a couple of bodies back here. You'll be fine. The sound system sounded good. It's got that little beep if you switch lanes, if you stop paying attention. I think it's fine.
Just tiny.
Well,
just tiny car.
It happens to all of us. Just a little tiny for me. Well, not the first or last time I've heard that.
God.
And remember, it's not a used car. It's a certified pre-owned. Phone lines open here in a big show. It's Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. 107.1 The Boss, 99.7 FM, 732-774-4444. First caller through, getting set to play here in a wide world of rotating Thursday entertainment. Welcome to Google or Guess. For the first time ever, we play Google or Guess. We're playing for tickets. See James Taylor. Sweet Baby James coming to PNC Bank Arts Center on August the 30th. Now, this is how this works. We will give you a topic, and you say, well, I'm going to guess or I'm going to Google in 10 seconds. Say, get 10 seconds. I think I'm going to Google it. I can do it. I can find the answer in text, or I'll just guess it. I'll just know it off the top. But we will give you the topic up front. You tell us if you want to Google or guess. You're going to get 2 out of 3 correct, then you'll be an instant winner. Does all make sense? Google or guess.
Makes sense to me.
All right, let's see how we do. The first ever contestant on line one. Good morning, it's Boss.
Good morning.
Who is this?
This is Rob.
Rob, how are you, sir?
All right, good. Good morning. How are you?
That's fine. I think we said all the good mornings. So we're playing Google or Guess here for tickets to go see James Taylor coming up PNC Bank Arts Center on August the 30th. Now, you clear on how the game works? Because I know we've never played it before.
Yes, I am.
All right. You ready for topic number one?
Ready.
He's ready to go. Rob, where are you calling us from, by the way?
Brick.
All right, Robin Brick. Topic number one. You'll have 10 seconds to answer. Musical theater is your topic. Do you want to Google or guess?
Google.
He's going to Google with 10 seconds on the clock and go. Your question is?
With over 10,000 performances, which show is the longest running show in Broadway history? 10 seconds starting now.
He's Googling. All right, Rob, need an answer. That's 10 seconds.
Phantom of the Opera.
Yes! Absolutely right.
Nice job.
Nice job. Okay, for the win. For the win, your next topic is llamas. Google or guess. Llamas.
Lava?
No. Llamas is in the animal, the llama. L-L-A-M-A-S. Llamas.
Okay, Google.
He's going to Google. He's got 10 seconds on the clock, and your question is...
How far can a llama spit?
10 seconds. Googling now. All right, Rob, we need an answer. That's 10 seconds. How far can a llama spit?
They can spit up to 33 feet.
Oh, nice job. Look at that.
You're a quick Googler.
What
wow.
are you searching to get the answer so fast?
Yeah, he's not doing talk to text. We would hear him, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
He's got fast thumbs.
What do you like, camel spit distance?
Yeah, what did you Google to get that so fast?
That's gooey too, isn't it?
Yeah. What did you Google to get it that fast?
I just put the name first, and then I Googled what you said.
Oh, there you go.
There you
got
go.
Tickets to see James Taylor, PNC Bank Arts Center, coming up August 30th. That was great. Nice job, Rob. Hang on the line, okay?
Sweet.
Okay, hang on. All right, let's go to line two. Good morning, the boss. Oh, we lost him. I'll tell you what, I will do a bonus round here. I don't have any more James Taylor tickets, but I like this. I'm liking the rhythm. I'm liking the flow I'm in. So I will do, I know they were Hot Commodity, one of those big show tees we had left over from Jenks the other night.
We have a couple left over?
We have a couple left over.
Fun.
So I will do do two shirts right now, 732-774-4444. If you'd like to be a bonus contestant here on Google or Guess, because I got a couple more categories. Rob flew right through there.
He really did.
So I got a couple more here. If you'd like one of those big show tees and you'd like to play Google or Guess, 732-774-4444. Lines are open right now.
You got to know how to search. You probably would have just put in camel spit. And I don't know if that would have worked.
No, because camels are different than a llama. They're in the same family, but they're different.
It's llama spit. Well, I wouldn't have gotten that right. Anyway.
But they are in the same family. But I don't know that it would be the same distance because llamas are a different size.
Right, but I just meant the search itself.
Yes, yes.
Do you just say spit? Do you say spit distance?
Yeah, I would just say spit because I'm going to get all kinds of
stuff. Well,
all right.
I meant llama spit. Of
no,
course,
I had
hawk to a spit on that thing.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
That's plenty of that. Yeah, rip this game off from another radio station. It was a good idea, wasn't it?
It was a good idea.
We got someone to play?
No, not yet. Okay. Not yet. We're looking for a qualified candidate here. All right. Superfan Trish, you're really not... I don't know if you're able to play. Don't you? You win all the time, right? Have you won in the last 60 days or whatever?
I have not won all the time.
Oh.
And it's just my company for you right now.
I sound uppity? What do you mean I sound uppity? What's that supposed to...
I said the pleasure of my company.
Oh, all right, fine. Sound uppity, I was going to say. Man, am I being thrown out of the restaurant? What's happening here?
Trish would never say that.
I hoped. I was shocked. I was appalled.
I would... Wait to see you and say it to your face.
That's right. Yes.
Well, yeah, Kermit put you through, so I guess you're going to play. You want to do an extra one here?
You know, I don't work well under pressure, but I want the T-shirt, so I'm going to try.
That's not what I've heard.
Wow. Trish, you know how the game works here? Google
yes,
or
sir.
Guess?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Your topic is Christmas. You want to Google or guess?
I want to guess.
All right, she's going to guess 10 seconds on the clock. Your question is...
In what country is KFC the traditional meal on Christmas? 10 seconds, go.
Kentucky's not a country yet, right?
No.
Need an answer, Trish.
I'm going to say 10 seconds. Japan.
Yes, it is Japan.
That was it.
All right, you're one away from a T-shirt here. I guess we'll do two. We got to do one for her husband, too. So we got to do two T-shirts.
Okay.
All right, I'll tell you what. I'll let you pick your category. Do you want to do 7th grade math, TV facts, or space?
7th grade math.
Your question in 7th grade math is, now do you want to Google or guess?
We're going to guess. Richie's Madman.
She's going to guess. No. Your question is?
Putting me on the spot.
You can do this. A train travels at 120 miles per hour. How far will it travel in 3 hours?
10 seconds.
Go.
180 miles.
No.
360. Oh. 360.
It's three times one.
I'm three, but I knew that.
Well, you could have answered.
That's you have it.
All right.
We're getting divorced now.
Oh, my God.
Don't throw the D word out.
Oh, my God. It's a radio contest I ripped off from Q101 in Connecticut or whatever it was. Just relax. All right. Let's do one more. Let's do one more. Will you two please settle down? One more. Space. Space is your category. 10 seconds on the clock. You're going to Google or guess. Space.
I'm going to Google.
He's going to Google. 10 seconds on the clock. Go.
What is the largest planet?
Jupiter.
Yes.
There it is. Nice job, Rich.
I redeemed myself.
All right, guys. Hang on the line. We'll just hang on a minute. We'll get all your info. You
know,
no,
I'll send it all to Rochelle.
Just text.
Oh, fine. Okay, good. Because you know,
love you guys.
Kermit is busy painting his nails back. Or whatever nonsense he does. Thanks, guys.
Not again.
Bye, guys. Love your back and your front, as Kid Kelly would say. That's pretty good. I think
that
I like
fun.
This game.
See, really I thought fun. They were tag teaming, which I thought was really great because she was saying, I'll guess. And then Rich is over there looking it up on Google, so it makes her look smart. She goes, oh, yeah, I'll guess. I'll know this. Mm-hmm. That's a, you should tag team to play this game.
He didn't know his seventh grade math, though, did he?
No, that was he did a, not. He sure did screw the pooch on that one.
You know, I made up these questions last night with the kids, and so I had the kids help me. Grayson got that question in like 2 seconds.
Jupiter?
The math question. I was shocked. I was like, dude, you're really good at math.
See, Graves, you want the last one that we didn't get to? I give it to you. You don't have to Google it. I just want to see off the top of your head if you know it.
Yeah, yeah.
I know you know your TV stuff, right?
Uh-oh.
The single most watched television program of all time. Not necessarily scripted, just the most watched thing that has ever been broadcast on television. What was it? It had 150 million viewers.
The little thing in the morning that counts down the time, or the American flag, like the symbol.
You're warm by saying American flag. The answer is the moon landing in 1969.
Oh, wow. Yep. Really?
So the, you know, one small step, that deal, 150 million viewers. And there was only 250 million people in the country at the time. So whatever that percentage is, most watched thing that's ever been on television, the moon landing, which I guess makes sense, right? So
I would have said MASH.
Yeah, MASH is, I believe, the most scripted TV, but like as far as,
I see what you did there.
Yeah, well, that's why it's Google or guess.
Yeah, lie dog.
Google or guess. Taylor Swift news this morning. Can we pivot to Taylor Swift?
Rochelle
and Valerie were...
She had a big thing last night.
Yeah, what was the thing at 7 o'clock that happened last night? She did a reveal, right?
Well, I don't know.
So she went back on the podcast because
the Travis Kelce podcast.
Yes, they were on the podcast and she revealed that she's going to drop an album. So then she came back and she revealed the cover of the album because when she announced the album, they blurred the cover. And so... The album cover came out and she literally broke their streaming site and it went down and went black.
Oh, I see. They do a podcast that is video. They're fancy like that.
Well,
I get it.
Of course.
I get it. Because I saw there was a video clip. I said, what is this, a TV? Oh, I see. It's a podcast with video.
Well, that's a lot of people do that now. That's what, that's what
sells. I know, but I'm a grandpa. I didn't realize that.
Yes.
What's the name of the album again?
It's The Life of a Showgirl. So then she also released that there's going to be different covers in different colors with all the same songs. And there's 12 songs on there. So she released the track list.
Oh, that's cool. I like it when they do that.
But the photos of Taylor are not necessarily what you'd expect from Taylor. Mm. However, it's called The Life of a Showgirl. So she's in showgirl attire. I mean,
she's half naked in most
of
the pictures.
She's very Sabrina Carpenter in every
picture. You know what? I thought about it, Rochelle. You know, she's not the young Taylor Swift anymore. So we got to let her
grow
up.
She looks great.
Completely covered. She has on, they look like. You know, Spanx or something.
She's classy showgirl.
The hose. Yeah, she got on the hose.
She's got the skimpy outfit, but she is not bare skin.
No,
out
she
of
looks.
It.
You
her
don't.
Butt
you
ain't
don't,
hanging out all by
no
itself.
There's no nip out. Right. There's no nip.
But she is sexier than what we usually expect from Taylor. Usually she's more like the sparkly dresses and stuff. So this is sexier than usual, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. And that's what I said to Lola. I said I never really thought of Taylor as hot. Like, she's not the hot girl. But in these pictures, I'm like, Taylor's kind of hot.
It's because she's standing still. She can't walk worth a darn. She's clumsy as a colt.
Wow.
And watch. No, but she's tall.
She's clumsy as a colt.
She is clumsy as a colt.
All right, Dan Rather. Legs.
She looks great,
and
though.
You watch her dance. See, yeah. So, you know, she does pictures. She photographs.
You know
really,
the best way
really
to picture
dope.
This in your head is if you remember that music video from Moulin Rouge, you know, for
yes.
the
Gitchy,
Gitchy, yeah, yeah. She's got the, with the, you know, with the whole
feathers.
What do you call those little straps that hold up your nylon stockings? You know, she's got those things.
The garter.
That's what they're called.
But hers are all diamond.
See mine? I have them all. You know,
yeah. I'm not,
nice, aren't they?
For HR purposes, I'm not allowed to look. Here is the audio of the Kelce Brothers podcast with Taylor. There's the album.
We got TS12, baby.
This is my brand new album. It's called The Life of a Showgirl.
Love it.
It was something that I was working on while I was in Europe on the Eras Tour. And
so while you were on tour.
I was working, I would be
on
tour. How
on earth did she do this on the tour is still blowing my mind.
I just love it. I just love it a lot. I love music.
Well, that's kind of her job. Her. That's what she does. So,
well, that's a lot of work. She went and did a show all day. She'd do 3 shows in a row.
Yeah.
I watched it. And then she'd go and fly to Sweden.
Oh, boo-hoo.
To record.
Look how much work we do around here.
I hear you.
That's your job.
Saying, that's,
you call that work?
Well.
That's a lot.
You know what? I've had enough of your shenanigans today. Trying to get through the week. Give a guy a break, will you? Well, congratulations, Taylor, I guess. I wish I looked that good. They'll be out,
she
what, October?
October 3rd, 10 plus 3, yeah. 13.
And you know how all of this affects all of us? Not at all.
Not at all.
We don't get a dime from any of this. No. And Taylor is a bajillionaire.
Yeah.
So. Billy Idol is not doing bad either. He's going to be with Joan Jett at the Garden. I got your tickets coming up with Supermatch.
Now you can do your part to help struggling employees in Vegas. Introducing Adopt an Elvis Impersonator. For just the price of a cup of coffee a day, you can keep food on an Elvis Impersonator's table and
blue suede shoes
on his feet. Please.
Don't be cruel.
Without your support, Elvis Impersonators will be
all shook up
and will be forced to live
in the ghetto
with their
hound dogs
while numbing their pain by smoking some of that
jailhouse rock.
Don't wait and let them know
it's now. Oh, never.
Donate today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
This is The Big Show on The Boss. Robbie and Rochelle in the morning with the crew. Joe is off. Val's here. Hunter is in for Joe, Nor'easter Nick, and Kermit the Wonder Frog. But, of course, there's a lot of hubbub this morning about the announcement of the recipients for this year's Kennedy Center Honors. Now, I'll be honest with you, and I've said this before. I am not a MAGA person. I'm not a huge Trump fan. I'm not really a fan of any of the politicians at any level, anywhere.
Sure.
And I understand why people say, well, gee, doesn't he have any better to do than host? Because Trump is saying he's hosting the honors himself. But yeah. I'll tell you what. I've usually heard of about 2 of the people that get these Kennedy Center honors. And you go, well, Billy Crystal, that might be good, right? Mm-hmm. Or Aretha Franklin. I'll watch that, you know. But this year, I know all of them. And they're great. I like his picks. And I know you're not supposed to, oh my gosh, I can't, he's terrible, whatever. I was like, well, what's wrong with giving Kiss an award? Or George Strait, who I think is probably the greatest country singer of all time. Gloria Gaynor from Newark, New Jersey, USA. I don't hate it. I think it's fine. I don't know that I want him to be the host. I don't know what that's about. They couldn't get, I don't know, anybody.
Oh, I can't wait to see that train wreck.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like he's
great.
He's not ever, I guess he was sort of the host of The Apprentice, but like, why does he have to do that? This is where I have trouble with like liking him, because like, why do you have to do everything?
I just
can't get a guy to do it?
It's going to be like 9 hours long, because he loves to talk.
Yeah, that's what I'm, so that I don't get. I don't think he needs to host it, but the people they picked are great.
Are they all musicians?
They're all like super famous. Sly Stallone, Kiss, Gloria Gaynor. I mean, I think it'll be a fun show. I don't know why people are up in arms about that part of it. I mean, there's a ton of people you could get to host it. I mean, pick any comedian,
well, he
right?
He had a lot to do with picking.
Yeah.
To making the pick.
So let him make a speech.
That's what people are upset about.
Yeah,
I don't know. Gosh. Rocky?
Yeah, what's wrong
I
with
love
that?
Him.
It's fine.
I love that show,
fine.
Tulsa King. Are you watching? Have you watched that?
I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, that's
no.
good.
I'm sure that's one of the things that get him nominated. I mean, he's having like a career renaissance right now. I mean, I do. It's weird that he's picking the people. I mean, I do get that, but it's fine. These are good people, and he is the president. It's not like he's. I know. I'm not defending him because I know there are people on the other side that get upset. I don't think he's not breaking the law. He's just weird that he wants to host an award show. But I mean, it's fine. But people get all bent out of shape about this. Give Gloria Gaynor an award. What's the problem? I'll watch it. I will. I know you got to take sides. I don't want to take sides. I just want to watch the show. I don't know. I was just reading through all the comments on here, and there's people that are, you know, they either think it's the greatest thing ever, and you know, and he's brilliant, or there's people, I'll never watch it again. I hate all awards. Come on. Sylvester Stallone.
Well, yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think the people are talented people that he picked. It's not like he picked his buddies.
Right.
So they are talented people.
And I think they tend to be a little highbrow on there sometimes. And if you're looking to get a show that's going to get ratings, you put on movie stars and rock stars and country stars,
yeah.
right? Instead of a painter who had, you know, famous portrait.
Right.
You know, I mean, not that they don't deserve, I don't know. Maybe I'm just
Well,
a
it's dope, an honor for the arts, right?
Yeah.
That's what it is. So all of these people are artists. In one form or another.
And we've had Gloria Gaynor on. Again, she's the pride and joy in Newark.
Yeah,
I will survive,
100%.
Baby. I think it's great.
I just worry it's going to be a very long
I don't need him hosting, though. He shouldn't host.
There's
got to be somebody he could get.
I'm going to go find something else to worry about. That's not really
high
on my list of priorities.
Trying to think of who'd be a good host. I mean, I'll do it.
Holy crow.
I mean, I'll do it. I'll throw on a monkey
suit. I'm sure you will.
I would absolutely. You know who should do it? I got it.
Who?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, not for nothing.
What?
You would do a great job.
Thank
simply
you.
Simply because you know so much about music, and you love it so much.
Yeah.
Well, that's very kind of you to say.
He's
Thank
good
you.
At hosting things, too.
Yeah.
He really is. He
gets I know.
There.
I mean, I could just wing it. I wouldn't even need notes.
Well, I don't know about that.
I could. I mean, I know enough about all the people.
There.
I mean, come on. What are you going to say? Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for being here.
Well,
thank you.
You're supposed to talk about their entire career
right.
and what they...
You might get nervous. You never know, Rob.
Sylvester Stallone funded this movie himself. It was a big hit. Summer of 1976. Ran up the steps in Philadelphia. They did 7 of them. Now Creed, and he's got the nose, and here he is, Sylvester Stallone.
He's got the nose.
Boom, bang, bing. He's still got the
What's
turtles.
What you gonna wear?
What would I wear? A monkey suit. I'll get a tuxedo. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fancy?
Yeah,
black
I mean,
tie,
what?
A pattern tie.
Believe it or not, they make them in my size. I don't know about the cummerbunds.
That's they make them in your size.
Don't wear a nobody wears a cummerbund anymore.
You wear a vest.
A lot of cummerbund. Yeah, if it'll button, sure, I'll wear it.
Of course, like a complimenting vest. If you,
I was going to say, you know who they should get? Who I know is friends with all the White House people is Biscopo. Let him represent Jersey. He'd be great.
Yeah.
He's not returned my call lately, though, so I'm a little upset with Joe because we were trying to get him to come back on. He's big time now that all his friends are in the White House, but he'd be a great host. Piscopo is hilarious.
Yeah,
he could do the Sinatra.
Funny.
Remember he used to do Sinatra with Eddie Murphy back in the day?
Anyway,
just shut up on Twitter.
Oh, what if you could get Piscopo and Eddie Murphy to, like, co-host?
I don't know. Eddie Murphy, I think, is a little liberal. I don't think he'd want to do it. But me, I'm a whore. I'll do it. I don't care.
Can we get Eddie Murphy as donkey doing it?
Oh, yeah, there you go.
That'd be fun.
Man, Joe, I have my mouth open and everything. That'd be great.
It. That is the ticket.
Well, giving New Jersey a little bit of love here, Wallet Hub is out this morning with the best states to live for 2026, if you're thinking of moving.
Mm-hmm.
After we finish the year, New Jersey comes in third after Massachusetts and Idaho as the best places to live. That's based on everything from quality of life to cost to available real estate, jobs, air quality. I don't know about that. I think it's... Now, see, at the same time, Hoboken comes in number one in America as the most expensive apartment rentals in the country.
Right.
At $5,600 on average. That is more than California, which I would have thought would be number one. Hoboken, number one in the country. The worst state to live, they say. This is Wallet Hub, not me, is New Mexico. So don't move to New Mexico.
Mm.
Worst quality of life. Bad education, bad hospitals, bad air quality.
Interesting.
And still somewhat high housing costs. So.
Interesting.
Suck it, Albuquerque. I don't know.
Suck it,
That's
Albuquerque.
Right. Suck it, Albuquerque. I agree. Robbie, I agree. Suck it, Albuquerque.
I don't know if I agree that Jersey's the best state. It's just very
expensive. It's third best.
It's just very expensive.
Yeah, I think that's everyone's biggest complaint.
Yeah.
But here we are.
Yeah, here we are anyway. I don't know.
We got beautiful beaches, but they'll charge you to go on too. So it's just, I don't know.
What I was going to say is I have hope with Phil Murphy gone that things will be better. But
it's good to have hope.
Yeah, I got to stop. Got to stop talking politics this morning. And time to play a radio match game for tickets to see Billy Idol and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts coming to the Garden on August the 20th. First contestant through 732-774-4444. We'll do a super match with Rochelle. You have to get 2 out of 3. As always, Valerie here is your phone-a-friend for help, and you can either take her answer or use one of your own to win these tickets. Let's go right here to line one. Line one should be lucky earlier, hopefully lucky now. Good morning, the boss.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Who is this?
Adam.
Adam, where are you calling us from today?
Right now I'm in Brick, New Jersey.
All right, we're going to play for Billy Idol, Joan Jett. You got to get 2 out of 3 correct here in Radio Match Game. By the way, have you seen the new Match Game on TV with Martin Short?
I have. Actually, not a big fan. I like Alec Baldwin a lot more.
Yeah, we would agree in the room here, although we do like Marty Short. And so luckily we're keeping the Match Game alive here on the radio for you.
All right.
You're welcome. All right, 2 out of 3. Again, if you need help, you can feel free to ask Valerie. Now, don't give us an answer until Rochelle is in the slot, but here you go. Question number one. Ronald blank. Ronald blank.
All right, I'm in.
She's in. Adam, how do you answer that? Ronald blank.
I got two good ones. I'm going to go with Reagan.
Ronald Reagan is his answer. Rochelle said.
I also had two good ones. I was thinking Ronald McDonald.
Me too.
Or Ronald Reagan.
All right. Yay! See, I thought you might go Ronald McDonald.
Yeah.
There you go. Already one away from a win. Number two, blank Pitt. Blank Pitt. Now, I'm going to, this might throw off your answer. I have one T. It is P-I-T.
That does help me. Thank you.
Not P-I-T-T. No. So it's blank Pitt.
Oh.
Now, I don't want to sway, but blank Pitt with one T.
No, it's important to know. It is important to know.
Rochelle is in the slot.
I'm in.
All right, Adam, blank Pitt with one T.
You know what? I'm not 100% sure. Let me ask Valerie for some help.
Well, it is a tough one. I was very literal with my answer. I put tar Pitt.
That's a good answer. Do you want to use tar pit, Adam, or you want to give us one
what
of your own?
What kind of pits are there? Armpits.
Well, that's a bonus one I guess you could use, too. You want to use one of those, or you got one of your own?
I'll go with tar.
Tar pit, Rochelle said?
I said fire pit.
Fire pit,
oh,
okay.
But I originally had Brad Pitt,
yep.
So I'm glad
I'm glad that
you changed it, because I would have said Brad Pitt.
No problem. Still plenty of time to turn this around, Adam. You're just one away from a win. We're playing for Billy Idol Joan Jett tickets. Spray... blank. Spray.
I know
blank.
What Rochelle's
going to
write.
All right. And she's in. Rochelle's in the slot. Adam, spray blank. Spray blank.
I'm guessing tan?
He says spray tan.
That's what I said.
I said spray cheese.
Spray cheese?
What is spray?
You know the cheese in the can? The little spray cheese?
That cheese whiz. It's whiz, not spray.
It's spray cheese.
It's spray cheese. We always called it spray cheese.
Oh, my
no?
God.
I did spray tan.
Spray tan
paint.
Makes more sense.
Spray paint is a great answer.
Paint. Those are all better answers. I'm sorry.
Spray cheese.
I'm sorry.
That's still two left here, so you got to get one of the next two, Adam, okay?
I'll try my best.
Yeah, I know you are. I don't know about the rest of the room.
Google spray cheese. It comes
all
right up.
All right. Blank bite. Blank bite. B-I-T-E. Blank bite. And ooh, scribbling in. She's in. Rochelle is in. Adam, blank bite.
You know what? I don't trust myself. Valerie, do you have an answer?
Oh, my goodness.
Blank bite.
I'm trying to think of something other than what I wrote, but I wrote overbite.
That's a great answer.
No, it's not what Rochelle's going to write. That's what you got to think about.
Yeah.
You got to think about what she would put.
True.
Small bite?
Small bite, overbite. There's two for you. You can use one of those or give us one of your own, Adam. We need you to...
Oh, is it B-I-T-E or B-Y-T-E?
B-I-T-E. Great question. Yep.
All right, I'll do... I was thinking shark bite, but I'll go with overbite.
Overbite? Okay. Rochelle said.
You should have went shark. Dang
oh,
it.
My God.
Oh, my God. That's what she wrote. Yeah.
Okay, so it's do or die with this one.
Whew. We got this. We can do this, Adam.
The quicker blank. The quicker blank. And just a reminder in the rules, it can be more than one word in your answer, in your response. Can be if you want it to be. The quicker blank. Is she in?
I'm in.
She's
sorry.
In.
Sorry.
Adam, the quicker blank.
Come on, Rochelle. Picker upper.
Picker upper!
All right, the quicker picker upper. There it goes. I thought for sure she was going to say the quicker the better, but
that's
we pulled
what
it
I
out.
Wrote. That's what I wrote.
The quicker
the
picker upper.
Adam, you're on your way into the city. Head to the garden. Go see Billy Idol and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts on the 20th. Okay, bud?
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, man. Hang on the line. Congratulations.
See what happens when you start thinking like Rochelle? You get the right answer, because I didn't have it.
I'm telling you. Shark bite was pretty good. Let's do a hashtag mom. God, fashions. Every morning, 7:20, 9:20 or so, we hear from moms, dads, grandmoms. You send them in, we search them, and we share them just like this.
Caitlin Daniels said, chubby newborns are cute and all until you got to clean under their neck.
Ew.
Like
a little baby Winston Churchill. We will suck our thumb on the mountains.
Yes.
We will suck him in the ocean.
Elizabeth Hetty said, being a mom means packing the whole family for a trip and forgetting your own underwear.
Whoops.
Yep. It happens, Elizabeth. Just go commando. You'll be fine.
Oh, great.
And Lynn _ Ginger 33 said, Ohana means family, and family means nothing in Uno. Draw four. That's correct, Lynn.
And it also is a line from Lilo and Stitch and makes Disney $1 billion. Ohana. Hashtag mom. God, fashions. Every morning, 729, 27, and you might hear yours right here. Fast Five and a birthday file next.
Doctor, I think I have a fear of long words.
Sounds like a classic case of hippopotamonstrosis squepidaliophobia.
Have you ever been afraid of long words? Well, there's a word for that. It's called hippopotamonstrosis squepidaliophobia. This 36-letter word was first used by the Roman poet Horace to criticize those who overuse long words. It was coined in its modern form by American poet Amy Nezuku Matafil in the year 2000.
Is this true, Nick? Is this the muggiest summer since 1981? There's a story out this morning that says that it is. So would you agree with that assessment there?
I think every year is going to be the muggiest because it's just getting worse as time goes on. So the holding capacity for moisture in the atmosphere increases by 4% every degree that the air warms. And on average, we are 4 to 5 degrees warmer than the 80s. So yes, it is going to continue to get more moist and more humid. And that is why we've had these extreme rain events. So yeah, absolutely. Then we're going to come back in a year from now and say, oh, is it true that it's the most humid year since last year? Yeah,
I know. But then people say, oh, my God, the world is going to end. But if we had a muggy, humid summer just like this in 1981, then it's not without precedent. They all say the average dew point temperature for June and July is the highest it's been since 1987.
Yeah.
Interesting, right?
Well, it is. But there's so many pieces to unpack, how many people were impacted, how many sensors there were back then. So you look at the trajectory of where we go. And look, by no means am I one of those crazy, oh my God, we're going to die next week kind of people. I'm a very moderate person on this subject, but the Earth is getting warmer. That's verifiable. And
I understand that. But I'm just saying we don't need to panic is what I'm saying.
No. But, we are seeing the impacts in terms of extreme rain, and the sea level is rising. So you probably got about 50 years till we're dead. All right, so
I'll be dead anyway, so I don't care.
Well, me too, probably. I mean, it could happen next week.
You're a young man. I think you might be around, so you're screwed. But I'm dead, so I don't
yeah,
care.
Yeah, thanks.
That's good. Well, unless you're Nick, because you're going to die in about 48 years. There is that. Comes Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Five big old trending stories that you needed to know. Be in the know from number 5 to number 1. We will start at number 5 momentarily and count our way down today. Reminder, stay in touch on all the socials at 1071 The Boss, at Robbie and Rochelle Radio. Thank you. We appreciate it. Get the podcast wherever you download podcasts. Just search us, or again, right there on our page, 1071theboss.com. Here we go, number 5. Today, happy National Tattoo Removal Day. And there happens to be a story trending, I guess, because of it. But this is grisly. There is a woman in West Virginia who is preserving her husband's Pittsburgh Steelers tattoo, even though he's dead. Before they roasted him, she had it cut off and a piece of skin preserved and framed. It is now hung on the wall. She is an Angelica Redvesky, and she was asked why it is she wanted to keep this.
We really had my husband's tattoo preserved. On Friday, after everybody left and I was doing my goodbye, is when the mortician and I stood there and I got to outline the exact tattoo I wanted. My husband having over 70 tattoos, I wanted the surrounding tattoos in it as well.
So wow. She certainly takes it to a whole other level. It's,
that's some Silence of the Lambs crap right there. Yeah, well, oh, my God.
I don't think it's any more or less grisly than the people that, you know, their pet dies and they have it taxidermied.
Oh, that's
I mean,
weird, too.
I think it's I weird. Think I know there are weird people that do it, but I'd find it uncomfortable to see the animal stuffed like...
Don't you have pictures? Can't you just... Yeah. Look at a picture.
It does hurt to have them removed, though, doesn't it?
It's worse than getting them. It hurts real bad to get them removed, but it's got to hurt even. Well, he's dead.
He's dead.
To cut it out. But I just.
All right, we got the Pittsburgh Steelers shed too. Roast them, boys. Yeah. Oof. All right, enjoy your breakfast. Number 4, you're gonna like this. Giada De Laurentiis. That's right. She's, of course, the celebrity chef cookbook author. She told a story this week, said that she had a run-in with the disgraced former Food Network chef, Mario Batali, early on at the doing one of the Food Network shows.
I remember from my first cookbook asking Mario Batali for a foreword because he's a legend in the Italian space. In that time, he was. And I felt like his stamp of approval would have been huge for me. And then he wrote it. And when I read it, I cried because I realized he's basically saying that I've gotten to where I've gotten because I have big boobs. And that if he had the boobs, he would even be much further.
Yeah, I have to be honest. No disrespect to Giada, but I think Mario might have bigger boobs than she does. I mean, he is a porker, isn't he? No? Am I wrong?
Yeah, and I mean, he's got, doesn't he have, like, sexual misconduct?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he should be in jail if any of it is true. I don't know if he's been, I haven't heard he went to trial. Have we heard that?
I don't think so.
So maybe he's settled out of court, but he probably should be in jail if some of the allegations are true. Terrible. And he wears Crocs, there's that too.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of Giada either, so I'm just going to leave that one alone.
Take off the Crocs, Mario. Number three, there's a 41-year-old named Matt Barr of the UK. He's got the world's largest recorded junk at over 14 inches. I'm not making it.
Whoa.
He has the Guinness World Record for the biggest junk of a living person.
Let's see your penis.
Yep.
Oh, gosh.
He's in the news again because he broke his arm. He says because of the massive appendage of his, he slipped on soap while washing himself because he didn't see it, and he broke his arm. Blamed his junk.
It got in the way?
It's in the way.
Wait, his first arm, his second arm, or his third arm?
says he broke his arm.
14 inches.
Yeah, there you go.
That's an arm.
that's what it is.
14 inches.
Yeah. Trying to,
it's like... Right, it's an arm.
This is 1 inch here, right? Like half of your
half
of your thumb. One, two, three. Okay. Yeah.
Well, how do you buy pants?
What do you do with all of that? How do you put them on?
Right. What do you do? That's probably really uncomfortable. Seriously.
Put the guy in a Speedo at the beach. He probably can't get the thing to. It's protruding, you know. I imagine the bathing apparatus
would not be
flush with his waist. You
know.
Yeah.
It'd be a very odd-looking man.
Luckily, I have no such problem, so I don't have to worry about it.
You're not going to break your arm?
No, I'll be just fine. I may well fall in the shower, but it'll be one of those bath fitter situations. I'll be like Pat Boone, you know? Bonus story, there's a guy in Texas, you know everything's bigger?
Texas?
He's in the...
Sorry.
Man, that was a terrible transition, wasn't it? Guy in Texas taking an interest in his daughter's favorite hobby. Jaden, his daughter, is into cheerleading, so he decided he would do it with her. He'd learn how to cheer so they could practice together.
Oh, cute.
Like that Will Ferrell thing on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
He lifts her up and then all the stuff. Yeah, all the deal.
Yeah.
Here's the video of them.
We just started posting daily videos, and it happened to just go on for so long and became a part of our lives.
Yeah.
The reason we got so good is because I believe anything is possible, and you can always take it up a notch, okay? And she was like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know anything about life. I'm 3, 4 years old, whatever, but I know you won't drop me and I know we're gonna have a good time. But I feel that if you bring life into this world, you owe that child everything you can provide them.
I mean, that's nice. And I appreciate that he's supporting his daughter and maybe he's finding some athletic benefits to learning how to cheer. But
mm-hmm.
Is that a little bit helicopter to be that in your business?
No, not at all.
I think so.
Very sweet.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, let's say you have a son that's a football player. You have to learn how to play football and play in the backyard?
I mean, I think you need to learn some of the fundamentals of football. Yeah, so when you're watching him and cheering him on, you know what the heck is going on. Yeah, absolutely.
So same thing here. You have to learn how to be a cheerleader because your daughter wants to be a cheerleader?
No, I think you're saying that like an all or nothing kind of thing. They just started out doing it for fun.
Yeah.
If she wants to do it, why not? You got to look for things that dads and daughters can do together.
I guess. I don't know. Does she want to be with her friends? Does she really want to hang out with dad and do this?
How old is she?
15, it says.
Cha-cha booty, cha-cha booty.
Oh, you would definitely be that kind of a parent.
I am that kind of a parent.
You wouldn't even be a parent.
I play football with Grayson all the time, and Lola doesn't cheer, but if she did, I would definitely... I mean, I was cheerleader, so.
I think the guy's too much in the...
I think it's...
I hope he's not wearing a little skirt or holding pom-poms or anything.
That's not what male cheerleaders wear.
Yeah, you know, they wear their black pants.
What is the matter with you? Stop it.
He doesn't like people or children.
Or cheerleaders.
Oh, God.
Well, that's
not cheerleaders. Let's not...
That's not true.
Cheerleaders, I have no problem
I'm
with.
Sure.
Number two, let's get through this. Some premieres have just been announced. Grand Ole Opry is teaming up with Hallmark. We have one of the first Hallmark Christmas movies of the year, part of the 16th annual Hallmark Countdown to Christmas, a Grand Ole Opry Christmas. Now, don't be misled. There are no actual country stars in it.
Oh. Lacey Chubert?
No Lacey Chubert. She's not doing anything. She's in litigation with Hallmark.
Oh,
yeah.
Right, because she's old and doesn't want to play the old baby. I got it.
But it's Grand Ole Opry, so
yeah, I know.
Is it a Dolly Parton or something? something?
Filmed at the Opry. No Opry members involved in the movie.
Oh, come on. I imagine a wax figure of, like, Minnie Pearl or
something. Minnie Pearl. Now, I may be wrong, but I imagine there's going to be a hometown girl who moved to New York and comes back to visit her family in Tennessee and runs into a guy who his dream is to perform at the Grand Ole Opry. What will she do? Stay in the small town or go on that business trip on Christmas Day? I could be wrong, but I'm guessing that's the plot.
Did you write that stinking thing? Come
for
on.
Grand Ole Opry Christmas. Some other premieres. There's a live-action Coco Melon show coming to YouTube next month. Meghan Markle has got her new With Love, Meghan thing going on Netflix next week, and then you get season 5 of Only Murders in the Building. That's confirmed for September 9th with the birthday boy, who we'll mention in a second. And number one, a new study found gossiping with your significant other, could be husband, could be wife, could be boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, can improve your relationship. The couples that gossip together have better relationships overall because it shows you have the same sense of humor, on the same team,
Same
opinions, and hate the same people. And that's true. Yeah, we talk crap about everybody around here together. It's one of our favorite things to do.
Yeah, and I mean, absolutely. Why not?
And then if you're not here, I talk crap about you with her and vice
100%.
Versa.
100%. I mean, that's fair.
I'm kidding,
of
course.
We talk crap about you all the time.
Oh, I'm sure. You probably do. You people probably do talk crap about me when I'm not here, don't you?
Oh, big crap.
Yeah.
Big, stinky, smelly crap.
Big, stinking crap.
Yeah. Back up. Steamy.
We see you. Luckily, you're big and we can see you coming because we
back up the toilet crap. That's how much. All right. Thursday, world famous celebrity birthday file. Tim Tebow is 38 today. Mila Kunis, 42. Halle Berry, 59. Susan Olsen, Cindy from the Brady Bunch, she's 64 today.
Wow.
Marsha Gay Harden, Sarah Brightman, Magic Johnson, not as magic as the 14-inch Johnson. He's 66. NASCAR legend Rusty Wallace is 69 today. Jack A. Henry from Sister Sister and 227. Remember that show in the 80s? Mm-hmm. She's 69 today. Danielle Steele, the author, 78. And Steve Martin is 80 years old. He's looked 80 since he was 13, but he's actually 80 today.
He actually looks great for 80. He really does. I mean, because he looks
look 80 20 years ago.
But he really does. He looks the same, which is crazy.
There are a couple of pictures of him as a really young guy with brown hair. It's weird.
Yeah, you can't look at him like that.
I mentioned it's a tattoo removal day. Also, listen to this, National Creamsicle Day. Ooh, boy.
I'm drinking a creamsicle drink right now.
Oh, look at
celebrating.
You.
I didn't even realize.
Is it good?
It's delicious. It's like one of the best energy drinks I've ever had.
All right, settle down.
Got 200 milligrams of caffeine.
This is not a commercial.
It's He Said,
She Said
on Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning.
Now we're talking about spouses, significant others. Mm-hmm. What is your person better at than you are? What's your person better at than you are? I'd say for me, it's you're great at organization, remembering things for the most part. You have a good memory.
Yeah.
Yeah, both of events, but also, you know, hey, like I said, I got to remember to bring my laptop in to charge. You know, those kind of things. You're really good at remembering things. What about me? What am I better at than you?
You're really good at pretending to be
lying.
Well, yeah. No, you're really good at pretending to be unbothered by things, which I do think is a skill, especially at work, because I really wear my emotions on my sleeve. And if I'm frustrated, everyone around me kind of knows I'm frustrated. And you're really good at pushing through and then letting it out later. Hmm. And I can't do that. I think that really is a really positive quality to have, especially at work, because I will lash out. Hmm. I just get frustrated. I'll text angrily. I won't think about it. I'll get angry. And you stop and you know.
Well, like I said,
Lincoln
would write a letter to people and put it in the drawer and then see if he wants to send it later. Lincoln is what I'm saying.
Okay, well, I wouldn't go that far. You're also better at parking than I am. I can't park
to
save my life.
Your spouse, your person, your significant other, better at than you. What is that thing? 732-774-4444 at 1071, the boss on the socials. Those are coming up. We'll get into them. It's your He Said.
She Said.
Let's go. On the Big Show, Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning, 1071, the boss. You're mentioning it's Steve Martin's birthday today.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you turn into the 4 at 4 this afternoon. It's other guys named Steve or Martin. On your 4 at 4 countdown. On the Kane Show, so ride home with Kane. Miss Scurvy herself, Brittany, will be in here with traffic.
Hunter, is she back?
Yeah, she's back. Hunter's doing double duty, so he'll be in with the news. Kane also has Tool or Rule at 3:20. He's got tickets to, I think it's the Totally Tubular 80s Music Festival, the Ocean Casino. I think that's what he's doing in the ticket window this afternoon. So ride home with the Kane Show. Your 107.1 The Boss, your He Said.
She Said.
Just underway. We were talking about relationships this morning and, you know, a healthy sign. So if you make fun of people together, gossip with people together, that's good for you and your spouse. Is there something that your spouse is, or your significant other, your person, your life partner, whatever you call them, are they better at it than you are? For sure. Lines are open or at 1071 The Boss Instagram, Facebook.
Jim said nagging.
he's a great nagger,
I guess, let me tell you. Yeah. Lots of texts for spending money.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Uh-huh.
Huh? Huh?
Chris what? Said, my wife is better at literally everything than I am. She's the best.
Mm-hmm.
You're hilarious. Dan said, breastfeeding.
She's pretty good at the breastfeeding.
It's good.
Yep. Pumping. She's pumping it out.
8366 said, my significant other is a better complainer than I.
It is strange men can't lactate, isn't it? I mean, the breasts look the same. So I wonder.
Yeah, I don't think they have the they don't have the right glands.
We're missing.
We got different
hardware inside the man boobs than the lady boobs.
Maybe they can lactate. Have you ever tried?
I thought all mammals could lactate, but apparently
I think they can, but maybe just female. I don't know.
As far as I'm aware, you can't milk me up top.
2810 said, being open about thoughts and feelings.
You know, this is probably the. You know, the same reason God gave men so many rib cages to prevent men from certain activities. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I think it is similar because I feel as though men, because we're such fat, lazy slobs.
You just milk yourself. We'd probably and
just
drink milk
ourselves. Yeah, we'd just sit on the couch, watch a football game,
that's
be
disgusting.
Like, I don't want to get up. I'll just have a little milk.
Ridiculous.
I need something to wash down the rest of these here potato chips, you know?
Stephanie said, cooking and picking up on other people's bad intentions.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mark said, being proactive, planning. She plans for fun, dealing with difficult situations and baking.
Baking's a great answer.
Baking, yeah. Rebecca said socializing and meeting new people. He's an extrovert and I'm very much an introvert. And 2508 said oral.
I feel like it's an easier task for a man. There's a lot more to do for a female.
100%.
You know what I mean?
100% easier for a man.
Yeah. I've never understood the whole, you know, people say they can't get it done. It's not that hard if there's books and websites now, you know? There's YouTube videos if you want.
Yeah, there's diagrams.
It's really not that hard.
I don't know.
I don't know why it's such a mystery for people. But that's just me.
Uh-huh.
What is a mystery is why I can't lactate. I really don't know. Because I think I got some nice honkers here. Raise your hand if you feel a little uncomfortable with this whole dialogue. Huh?
But I just Googled it, and it says men can lactate, though it's rare and typically requires specific circumstances, but you do have mammary glands.
Right, and not just human men, all mammals, all male mammals,
they
right?
They don't typically, they're not developed to produce milk, but if you take a hormone imbalance, you can lactate. If you
want
to lactate, you can lactate.
Well, maybe I'll call up Dr. Anthony Lombardi, ask him what he can rearrange here, what he can move around, do a little plastic surgery for me.
You don't need to be big to lactate. That's not what,
I know, but
not necessary.
When I put on weight as I've gotten older and I got a little more man booby, I started thinking about, hey, maybe, you know what I mean? Maybe.
Save some money on milk.
I mean, you touch them and it's like, yeah, you know, it feels like the lady boobs. It's really no different, so I wonder if they lactate.
Oh, my God.
Well, I apologize for bringing all this up, but this is a legitimate thought.
Well, now you know.
And
Google
now I know for sure.
You can
you.
Lactate.
These are things people think, and, you know, we...
Is it?
Yeah.
And
we get the information for you, because you are listening to the radio. You won't get this from Spotify, or that point station, or anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Your significant other, your spouse, better at this than you are. What is that thing? Lines are open. Call or text at 1071 to boss on the socials. He said. Taking a strange turn this morning.
Somebody once told me they didn't want to know me. Said that I rubbed them the wrong way. So I looked him in the eye and said, kiss my ass and die. And that shirt you're wearing makes you look real. Well, I'm the guy in traffic that won't let you cut in. The gal at the office that always has a butt in. Light's still red, I'm behind you honking. Go to the movies, I'm the guy that's talking. You and your girl get up to dance. You come back and I'm sitting in your seat. You say that it's yours and you want it. I look at the chair and say your name's not on it. Hey now, I'm a and you wish I'd go away. Hey now, I'm a and you see me every day, everywhere that you go. There's at least one get a haircut, and I ask which bowl. Point right at your nipples and tell you that you're cold. The express lane says 12 items. I'm checking 35, and I don't try to hide them. I'll roll up, look you in the face, and quickly cut you off to get in the parking place. Wedding reception, I'm no class. I go to kiss the bride and run my hand across her ass. Hey now, I'm a and you wish I'd go away. Hey now, I'm a
And you see me every day, everywhere that you go. There's at least one.
On the way, a lot of people went to the Rob Thomas show last night at PNC Bank Arts Center. We're getting a little Rob Thomas music for you. Plus, Rochelle has done something she hadn't done in about 5 years. Facebook has got some thoughts for her, too. So we'll get into those coming up.
It's He Said,
She Said
on Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning.
Speaking of Facebook, Instagram at 1071TheBoss on the Text Connect. The phone lines, get a couple lines hanging here, 732-774-4444. Talking about spouses, significant others, your person, your partner, whatever. What are they better at than you are? Lines are open. I got a couple of them hanging on, though. Why don't I take care of those? Mm-hmm. It's the boss. Good morning.
Good morning. It's J.O. and JoJo.
Hey,
how
guys.
Are you?
Good. How are you? You got an answer for us?
We do. J.O. is really good at computer stuff and AI.
Ah.
Creating YouTube.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's a good answer. That she got all those. She's good with the apps, I guess you could say.
He definitely is.
It's the boss. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, Robbie. How are you, buddy?
I'm fine, man.
She acts like she makes everything have to be a contest. Not that she's better than me, but she makes everything have to be a contest.
She's better at winning contests? Is that what she said?
She makes everything out to be a contest.
Oh, she makes everything out to be.
She's competitive,
yeah,
Ray.
She's better at...
Very competitive, yeah.
Yeah.
I understand that. I get, and she got to win, too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, without a doubt, yeah.
100%.
But hearing your answer, I see that you're better at passive aggression than she is.
How about that?
Well, good luck when you go home, Ray.
Mm-hmm.
Your spouse, your person, better than you are at what? At this?
6399 said, follow through, finding things, and being funny.
Okay.
Dana said, my husband is great at handling money. 1194 said, nothing. She's listening. Love you, Virginia.
Nothing, honey.
Kevin said, gift giving.
Oh, that's fair. Usually one person is better at that.
Yep. 2009 said, being kind. My wife is the most gentle soul I've ever met. Nice. That's so nice.
Barf. No, it is nice. It is.
07.
It sounds like you're sucking up a little bit.
0750 said, picking up a total stranger for a one-night stand.
I guess that's your ex-person. Okay. At least I would imagine so, but what do I know?
Paul said, being drop-dead gorgeous. I'm a lucky guy.
All right, fair enough.
I love that. Dan said, she's better at 90% of everything in life. She's probably best at forgiveness.
Is that our friend Dan from Rockaway?
Yes.
Did you see his post, by the way, that his kid was flying through and he flew out to like some airport to just have dinner with his kid and then flew home? I thought that was great.
So sweet.
I saw that picture on his page there. Good for you,
that's
Dan.
That's awesome. What a good dad.
Your dad of the year. That was impressive.
That's great. And Amy said, pissing me off.
Okay. Your spouse, your person, better than you are at what? At this thing. What is that? A lot of funny answers. You want to read through them on Facebook? You can still text us if you want to get one in. That's it. That's the OG. You're He Said.
She Said.
The work week's almost done and there's just two more days. The morning show will take you the rest of the way. And we'll try not to suck while you are here. So crank it up and let us do this thing we do to both of your ears. The work week's almost through. Just a couple days to go. Work week's almost through. Turn up the morning show. Work week's almost through. Then it's time for sex and brew.
You know, I had an existential crisis last night because I looked at the calendar and I'm like, how the hell is August halfway over already?
Because time has passed.
I feel like we stepped into a time accelerator. Well, when I was a kid, you know, summer just drug on forever. You're like, oh, it's never going to end. And now we've got Labor Day coming up in a couple weeks. And it's sad. I shed a single tear last night because I'm getting old. And,
well, don't, first of all, no, you're not. And as a great poet once said, life sucks and then you die. So
that's just very optimistic.
Wow. It's almost Labor Day. That's right.
You know, in exactly a month, I turned 33, and that's depressing.
Why? Really? Why is that depressing? You're a young...
Because I am closer to 50 than I am 18.
And what's wrong with that?
What do you mean, what's wrong with that?
Well, 50 is the prime of your life.
I'm gay. I might as well be dead right now. Come on.
Is that me?
What? You can't... What, the gay community doesn't like old men? You have to be young and sweaty or something?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, listen, I was going to bring it, and I'll tell you what, now you've opened yourself up to us, we're going to go ahead and say it. Will you stop taking pictures in the tank top showing off your muscles and your side nipple? Well, I've had enough of it. You had to you have a picture with a puppy dog and muscles. It's too much. I can't compete with that, gay or not. I don't like it.
Let me tell you something, all right? So, off the air, I'm a bum. I wear sweatshirts and tanks.
I know that. And then you go on social media and show off all how cute you are. It's terrible.
Stop it. Stop it right now.
This is why women like your page, because you show off your muscles and you're so young and cute. I know. Women do love you. I am popular in the gay community, unlike you, because I'm sassy and bitchy. So
I like that. I really like that.
By the way, speaking of Nick, note from our friend Tito Puente Brian. Remember, Nick mentioned a minute ago that he's turning 33. He feels old because now he's closer to 50 than 18. Tito says, hey, by the way, math check. Nick said he's going to be 33 next month, makes him closer to 50 to 18. I guess math wasn't part of the meteorology curriculum. And I did the math. He's right. He'd be 15 years away from 18, 17 years away from 50. So his math would be wrong there. He just plays a meteorologist on the radio, apparently.
I see.
Nice job with the math there. That's embarrassing for him, isn't it?
A little bit embarrassing.
He's supposed to be like a borderline scientist or something. Yeah. Can't even do basic math.
Well, he was doing it quickly.
Are you sick of people, speaking of this new car, wanting a ride and wanting to sit in it and check it out and all of that? I mean, it's not a new car, but you're new to you.
No. I mean, you just take the keys and go. I don't care.
Is that fun for you to take people around?
No, because I don't know that I love the car. I don't know. I'm very conflicted about the car. I don't.
Have you seen the car yet? It's cute.
No, I didn't even know.
It's in the parking lot.
Okay.
I'll show you.
You want to take a spin?
No.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's a Subaru.
Okay.
It's just tiny. It's just a little. That's my problem, is I like big cars. I feel safer in big cars. But the Subaru is a really good car.
It's supposed to be very safe.
Hopefully it will grow on you.
Yeah.
I can.
Some people don't even have cars and would be very happy to have one.
I haven't had a car in 6 years.
I know.
So I am happy to have one. I'm not happy to have a payment. We're going to be door dashing all day long to pay for it, but it's okay. We got
to
do it.
I know, but every time there was something I had to do, you get a rental car. So I think it's more cost effective over time.
Know.
That was my argument. This was my idea, of course.
Of course it was.
You guys didn't work all this out before Rochelle bought the car?
Well, yeah, I think so. Yeah. She's just unconvinced about this particular car, I think.
Okay.
It's a long story.
Yeah.
We'll put it
It's a safe car, and our friend John Venna from the Basie I saw posted, he's a fourth generation Subaru guy.
People who have them say that they love them, and they get you can drive them like 300,000 miles if you take care of it, which was part of the reason I wanted to get it, because again, it's going to take me a lifetime to pay it off, so it better last a lifetime.
I mean, it's not like it's a Maserati, it's a Subaru.
Yeah, but I work in radio.
Okay, fine.
For goodness sake. Enjoy the new car.
Right.
Yeah, stop. Yeah.
I don't know if anybody cares at all, but you did post some pictures of this on the social page.
Yeah,
and we have ideas for car names.
Yes, well, because I always like to name my car. I think that's super
fun.
Can
you have some fun with that? Come on.
I mean, I'm trying.
So what are some suggestions we have?
We got Baby Blue.
Uh-huh.
We've got, there's a lot of likes for this one, Bluella DeVille.
Oh, I like that.
But the only thing I don't love about that is Cruella DeVille, like, kills dogs for fur, so I don't know how I feel about it. I don't know if I want to be associated with that.
Does she suck the fun out of everything?
Everything.
Good Lord.
I thought you were bad, Robbie.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're rubbing off on her.
That's what's happening. Blueberry, Ruby, Sapphire.
Priscilla, I see.
Priscilla
is the winner.
Pearl.
I like that.
I like Pearl because it's kind of like an old lady color, I feel like, and she's Pearl. Lucille, I think that's cute. Hunter said Curtis.
Curtis.
We worked with somebody named Curtis. I can't name it Curtis. Like, I can love you, Hunter, but I can't.
Is Curtis that guy that hid in the dark in the studio?
No.
That
No. You want to hear, I don't know. I probably shouldn't even tell this story there. You want to hear a Curtis story? You know our friend Marty Wall? You remember Marty Wall? Yeah. Marty is a marketing and promotions guy. Before we had him working at the old place where Rochelle and I used to do the show, we had this other guy, and his name was Curtis. And he and I just had it wasn't that there was any problem per se, but we just had a different vision. So I was not happy. He was not happy. And we decided we would make a change. Okay? And this happens sometimes. You know, just things don't work out. And so He wasn't somebody I'd hired. He was hired by somebody else, and I just said, it's not working out. So anyway, I said, we need to have a meeting. And my intent was to say, this is not working out. We've all had to go through those unfortunate meetings,
but
right?
What came out of your mouth?
Well, he shows up for the meeting, and he's got like a little,
a dolly,
like a radio flyer filled with his stuff from his office. And he just comes to the door, and I said, good morning. And he goes, I'm fired, huh? I said, yeah, and he goes, have a nice day, and he just walked out.
He was already packed up.
He was already ready to go. He's like, if you're not firing me, I quit. Screw you, Robbie.
It was hilarious.
Oh, my
true story.
I'm fired? I mean, yeah. Okay, have a good one.
True story. Because
I quit. There you go. So you can't name the car that, okay?
No.
By the way, the funniest part of the story is as soon as we left, he immediately got his old job back, and he's been there ever since.
Uh-huh.
So, man, did he just stick it to me, rightfully so. This is just the end of the program.
Yes.
Look at that. We're going to do cheer together. It'll be so fun.
It's sweet.
Do your Gianna De Laurentiis on camera again.
We're going to mix and make the lasagna.
As I bend over and my V-neck cuts and my boobies jiggle while I make lasagna.
It's fine. It's whatever.
I'm telling you, Mario's got bigger honkers than her. He might be. No one's seen him in forever. Who have you known?
Yeah.
All right, back for the Finally Friday broadcast tomorrow morning. Freak out to officially start the weekend. Dumb crook news. Fun facts. More tickets with real or fake to go see Billy Idol with Joan Jett and the Blackhearts in the city. We'll do that about 7:15. He said.
She said.
Of course, it's 7:50. The C-Bub Mom Confession, 7:29:20. So we'll see you in the morning. Have a great day.
Robbie and Rochelle in the morning.